If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today.
You got to watch that floor. It's a killer.
It is.
Is it a killer floor, or are we killing the floor? Or are we killing it on the floor? I don't know.
No, it depends on the situation. Yeah.
You always got to be killing it when you're on the dance floor. Exactly. Otherwise, yeah.
Stomp your feet, do that shit, you know. Maybe pull a spin Rooney, D style.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I got you.
There you go. See? Y'all better be happy. We're fucking carving a new Slash right now. New album on the way. The first single just dropped. So, Dustin say it's hit that intro. It's just some Slash covering some blues jams over here.
Yes, let's. Not going to lie, it's going to be a little weird listening to a brand new Slash song that doesn't involve Miles Kennedy after all of these years.
That's true, especially they're still on tour right now, so.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if they're going to play any of these on the tour.
Honestly, very unlikely. I feel like this is like, this is basically like Slash was like, oh, I remembered I did the blues ball shit in the late 90s. Like, oh, I should probably do an album of blues covers. And he's like, oh. Light bulb. So he's knowing him, he's probably just bored and said, I want to just cover some blue shit. So there you go.
I wonder, were any of these songs repeats from Slash's Blues Ball that we already did in the summer of Slash a couple of years ago?
That we'll have to look to. I think maybe Hoochie Coochie Man, I think was. I think a few of them were actually. Say. Yeah.
So we might be Tequila revisiting. Highway.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
I believe Hoochie Coochie Man, and I think Key to the Highway was definitely one of them.
What's the release date on the new album?
So this is coming out May 17th.
Nice. Okay. Be just in time for the summer of Slash here on Guns and Radio.
Yeah. We'll cover the songs as they're released, basically. Let's say if another single or something, we'll probably cover that on Shotcast. And then whatever's left on the album, I think there's... You know, one instrumental, so we could do that, but we'll cover the rest of it at least.
Yeah. We'll see when we have to know when it comes out, kids. That's when we'll know. But for now, let's move this here, and let's check out this music video that your boy Slash put out. This is Killing Floor featuring Brian Johnson of AC/DC and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. It's exciting. I'm pumped. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is giving me the intro to Beavis and Butthead vibes.
A little bit, but it sounds like it was probably like re-recorded, like, you know, for modern times.
Yeah. Love how they put Mr. Hudson on his name badge there.
Yeah. Shoot.
Because Mr. Slash would have just looked ridiculous.
Mr. Slash,
no here.
No, thanks, Mr. Beto. Slash in studio recording 30 seconds solo album.
Oh, I saw him. I saw Titty's bag.
Oh, yeah.
The return of Mr. Zigzag.
Zigzag on Ziggles. Keys.
Captain Z. The Zigman. The Zigster. Super Zig. Welcome back, Teddy. Unsung hero from Guns N' Roses, unless you're us. And then we're like super Teddy Zigzag fans. I like that. Let's run with that from now on.
Yeah.
Some people blame Izzy Stradlin for being the big thing that held Guns N' Roses together. All I'm going to say is the original band didn't fully fall apart till Teddy Zigzag left. So you know what? You be the judge.
So his contract ran out.
I should have quit you a long time ago. see what I mean though when I say that this is not your typical Brian Johnson vocal job?
Yeah. It's totally different on AC/DC. You know, like, can't tell, oh, I will tell. I don't know, I can't even do his fucking AC/DC voice, but shit, like, this, you gotta show some range and versatility. He's a killer on this, man.
I know, so man. Far, it's nice to see that from him, because I've never seen it before, where he's saying something that's not that AC/DC high, screechy style, you know, that he's known for. I should have quit you, baby. That's what you do when you quit a pretty woman. I know, because me and Caputo, we go to Cancun every other week, y'all. When we're not doing the show.
Yeah, we just run over to TV and go find us a donkey show, maybe.
Yeah, a Tijuana donkey show. I'm like, Caputo, I heard you broke up with that girl. I got a little something lined up here in Tijuana that's going to make you feel bad. You're going to forget all about this girl. Matter of fact,
the place you can find Izzy Stradlin, so, I mean,
why not? At a Tijuana donkey show.
Probably.
That's why Izzy's gone now. It's because he's in Tijuana. It's like, you know, they
lost those men the donkeys, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I love that it shows Brian's lyrics that he's doing. Plus, we got to make sure we show the studio equipment to let you know that you know we're actually not just recording it on an iPhone.
Yeah, AI did not do this. This is by real people, okay?
Yeah, thank God. Might end up with another Willy Wonka convention in class. Oh, there he is, Steven Tyler. I wonder what he thought when he was like, you know, we want you to come be on a Slash album. All right. Oh, God. What song will I be singing? Well, about that.
Well, this is probably, he probably couldn't even sing anyways, because remember, that whole Aerosmith tour was like ruined because basically ruined That's his right. voice. He threw out his own fucking vocal cords.
Well, this was recorded over a year ago.
Let me see. Was it?
Yeah, Slash.
Probably, I assume.
Last year at some point I watched a video Slash doing an interview, and he said we recorded a blues album last year he said we recorded the blues album last year that'll be coming out next year.
Yeah, I believe I remember him mentioning it in passing, but it's like, I, you know, you kind of forget. I'm like, maybe this was before, I guess, the Peace Out tour was supposed to happen. Or if this was even during, it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, his voice, but you can throw a harmonica on there. You know, kind of reminds me of that Han Bowers album, you know, where they did all.
Yeah, Hawking on a Boba.
Yeah, they did a lot of country covers. I don't know if was it blues stuff they did too?
It was blues.
Okay. So it was blues and a little bit of country stuff they did.
Yeah.
Just interesting. It's like, oh, it's okay. Aerosmith is, I guess, rooted in blues too as well. So, I mean, why not?
Well, anything rock and roll was rooted in blues. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, AC/DC especially, like, you know, Brian Johnson, you know. And you can name, like, so many, like, AC/DC riffs, like, off the top of your head. Like, yeah, that definitely work in a blues setting, but...
You know, oh, yeah. Brian's killing it in this song, by the way. I'm really liking to hear a different vocal take from Brian. So that's really cool to me. I did see on Twitter where Steven Tyler did tweet about this, and he said it was a real honor to get to collaborate with one of the greatest musicians of all time to be a part of this upcoming album, and I want to give a big shout out and a big thanks to Mr. Teddy Zigzag for making that happen for me. So that's from Steven Tyler's Twitter account.
Wow.
And even, yeah, so everybody recognize who a legend is in this movie.
Yeah, it's like Slash, we probably did drugs before. Brian Johnson,
Slash is okay.
To see you again. But Teddy Zigzag, holy
shit. Oh my God.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was on Steven's Twitter account. So, for real, you can go check that. You don't believe me. Oh, she put him down, man. It says Killing Floor. It looks like the original one is from Howlin' Wolf.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah. And it looks like this song was covered by Jimi Hendrix at one point as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Is Howlin' Wolf still alive? Yes, he is alive. 65 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah, so the song was originally done in 1964. It was called one of the defining classics of Chicago electric blues.
Nice. Before we get into Slash, I want to read this interesting note I found on the Wikipedia. It says, the song uses Killing Floor, which is the area of a slaughterhouse where animals are killed, as a metaphor or allegory for male and female relationships.
Interesting.
So, yeah, just keep that in mind. That's what a woman will do to you. She'll get you out there in a slaughterhouse and she'll gut you, at least financially. So.
Well, if you're talking about Bobbitt, probably literally, so.
Oh. Well, the good thing is John didn't find himself on the killing floor, but something else. He sure did. Didn't she throw it out in the field, and then they had to have a whole search party go look for it?
I believe so, yeah.
You know, it would be funny if she throws it out the window, and then like a fucking hawk comes along and takes it and carries it off, and now they're chasing the hawk.
This is my skin now, bitch.
Apparently Led Zeppelin has covered this. Led Zeppelin performed the song live in 1968 and 1969, and it became the basis for the Lemon Song, which they recorded on their 1969 album, Led Zeppelin II.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Led Zeppelin were very big in the blues, too, so.
Oh, yeah, so this song has definitely got some influence all over the rock and roll sphere, so I guess that means it's obviously a song worthy of being covered with people of such high regard, so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen a little more. Let's get that Slash solo in. Let's see what you got for Slash. Oh yeah, get some. Oh yeah, he's tearing that shit up.
Very bluesy, yeah.
Fuck yeah. And it's that Slash method, he's extending it a little bit. Doing it his way. What else are we going to see appear on this album besides Brian Johnson and Steven Tyler?
We had a few men. Gary Clark Jr. is a very famous blues guitarist. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Chris Stapleton, who I believe he even opened for like GNR in a few shows, and he's worked with Duff McKagan a bit as well. Okay. Iggy Pop is gonna be on this album.
Nice.
Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Oh, I bet that's gonna be a good one. Black Crowes. Yeah.
Paul Rogers.
Okay. I don't know who that one is.
Paul Rogers from Free Bad Company. He even did an album with Queen.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's not one I recognize.
Yeah, I know you mentioned on the main show Demi Lovato has a track on there too with him. Beth Hart.
Yep.
And yeah, that's pretty much it for guests at least here.
I'll be looking forward to this album coming out, man, especially if this little sample is, if the rest of the songs are as good as this, because I think
it's a pretty strong way to throw like a lead single. It's like a taste, a little tease of what's to come. Oh, yeah. I'm liking it so far, so.
Fuck yeah. Of course, we go. The jamming is not done. Slash is never gonna stop.
Yeah, a lot of the song lengths on this album are fucking long. Like this one is a shorter one. It's like 4 and change. So we're in for a while reviewing a lot of this stuff.
Fuck yeah! And there he is again. One more shot of the legendary Teddy Zigzag.
Hell yeah!
I read also. I was reading an article about this song, and when they recorded it, Teddy had to be put in a separate room from Brian Johnson as well because he was getting a little starstruck and nervous to perform in front of Teddy Zigzag, which...
Listen, man, you play wrestling, bro. Come on.
That's reasonable. We only spit facts on this show, so... here's another one for you. In 1991, this song was inducted into the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame in the Classics of Blues Recordings category. The panel identified it as one of Wolf's most recognizable songs, and it has been a long staple among many blues bands and ranks as one of Wolf's most often covered songs by both blues and rock acts. Case in point, ya boy Slash, he falls into both categories.
Yeah, and the many others we listed as well.
That's right. So I guess I'll go first this time, talk about my thoughts on this. I'm a little Southern man. You know, I got a little bit of that Mississippi blues in me. I like to hear some blues sometimes, man. And I like it when my blues is speedy and still gives me that. I can dance to it, you know, not just too slow and not too sad. I like it. You know, I like a little bit of a dance to it. And I could dance to this, man. This was a really good track. It does make me very hopeful for things to come with the rest of this album. I'm really looking forward to this coming out so we can just dig and tear right into it, man. We're not even waiting either, because as soon as this comes out, we are kicking off our summer Slash, and we're going to be reviewing this whole album throughout the period of the summer. So we're going to have some blues in the summer, just some cool blues to keep us cold in the nice, hot time of year. So we're looking forward to that. But this song... I'm gonna give it a 4.5 out of 5, man. I'm not gonna give it a 5, even though it's definitely started. I'm gonna give it a 4.5. I'm gonna give it really close to perfect. I really liked it. I would definitely listen to this again, and I probably will listen to it again before it's all said and done.
All right. I did enjoy this too. I'm like, I you know said earlier in the show here, like, it's a good way to like kick off sort of like. To promote and like this, you know, blues covers album. I'm looking forward to the rest of the stuff. It's pretty cool. You know, sometimes a good fast-paced blues track ain't too bad. You know, I like mine a little more like slower pace. You know, but you know, I'll take it fast paced. It's pretty good too. I enjoy this, man. It's awesome. You know, three great talents coming together on a track like this is. Worked four. Really well, honestly. So yeah, I'm gonna go 4 as well.
Oh, so there's 4 great talents.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot to tell you zigzag. But also, you basically predicted my rating. So, 4 out of 5.
Three great talents and one legend of rock and roll.
Yeah,
So.
this is something I would listen to definitely. I'll be jammed to this more and more, even after the album comes out and stuff too. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to listen to this one again. But what did you think? Why don't you click on this here QR code to head over to gunsmanradio.com and get your free invite into our Discord where you can join our community and let us know what you think. Or if you're watching on YouTube, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. And for everybody else, head over to gunsmanradio.com, get your 7-day free trial to our Patreon, and you do not have to wait for Saturday to get your shot cast fixed. And you also don't have to wait to get in on Get 'Em to the Greek because it is available now. Came out yesterday, if you're listening on Saturday. Came out on Friday. So Get 'Em to the Greek is should be available for you over on our Patreon. But yeah, we got a lot of, and we also got a really good show coming up on Monday. We're going to continue listening to Slash. And I'm looking forward to that too. So it's going to be a good show then. So be sure to come back and check us out live. And until then, I'm Dusty Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo, guys, on the next edition of Guns Radio. And we'll see you next time on Shotcast Saturday as well. We'll see you then, guys. Avoid the killing floor. Oh.